Let's dive in. You know, working in finance, you really get a little bit of everything in a week, and you're trying to just sort out so much in everybody's lives, and you're just trying to figure out, like, well, what can I do to help improve it? And when I come to think about what I present on Fridays with this Wealth Coffee Chat, is there's never enough time to really dive into so much what we're doing day in and day out in the week. And there's definitely not a shortage of information to go through. And it's never a dull moment in finance, always something going on. And today, what I want to talk about is something that I find that I tend to not think twice about. It's just something that comes second nature. And I find a lot of brokers out in the industry kind of just overlook it. And one of the things I end up having to work on with most of our clients is when deals don't go through, or there's some kind of issue, or another broker's gone ahead and worked on a file and they're coming to positive money. Oh, you saw my little cat come by. She might give us little presentations here and there. She'll grace us with her presence. But yeah, I usually get clients to work with that other brokers have had a crack at it, and they've done something to stuff it up, or they've given the client not the greatest news. And one of the ones that I always end up getting is, well, my brokers looked at my finances and I don't have a lot of borrowing capacity. So what do I do? What is it that I can do? What is it that I can leverage? And it's a good question. And it's something that I think a lot of brokers overlook because we need a workshop. We get clients coming in saying, look, I want to buy this house. I want to do this thing, but the banks are telling me I can't. And I know I can. Definitely got some money coming in. I've got some money that I can put on reserve, but like, what's stopping it? What's actually stopping me from getting that purchase? What is it that I can do to work through this? I see some more people have come on board. Good morning, Alex. Good morning, Joe. Kevin, 6'10". Wow, that's not that late. I mean, depending on your age, I guess. I mean, my family are early birds and they end up going to bed around 7 or 8 o'clock. So it's getting maybe at the end of the day. But yeah, diving back in. So what is it that we can think about when our borrowing capacity is limited? What other options are out there? And I would strongly urge you, as someone that's getting into that property investment journey, is don't always take people's answers at face value. Sometimes a no is probably to do with maybe they don't know. And that's all right. One thing that we do with our team, and it's something I've drilled into them, is when you've got a negative outcome or a limited borrowing capacity, you don't just give that answer to the clients without asking someone else. Yeah. And that's something that I cannot drill into my team enough. Do not give a negative answer to a client without making sure you've looked everywhere. And one of the things that I always find that brokers tend to not look at, which is, it's super disappointing because it's a great opportunity. And that is always going to be around, well, have you checked everywhere? Yes, their borrowing capacity for standard residential lending might be limited, but what about their super? So the title of today is Super Surprise SMS Lending. So I'm just going to give you guys an idea of what it is, what to look out for. And what I might do is I've thrown together a little bit of a presentation. It's super short, just to show you what SMSF lending is. And I'll walk you through it. And I promise you, I know a couple of episodes ago, I struggled with sharing my screen. So we're going to give this one a go. So SMSF lending. So what we're talking about is leveraging your superannuation to help you purchase a property. Because what we want to do is to make sure that we're unpacking and looking under every possible avenue, every option out there in the lending landscape. And you can use your superannuation by moving it over into what we call a self-managed super fund, an SMSF, and leverage that to purchase a property. Now, when we're looking to do this, we need to make sure that your superannuation is protected. And there's a lot of reasons for this. In lending landscape, and I like to go a little bit in depth in this, and I always get shit for it, but I like the technical. It helps everybody understand. So why your superannuation needs to be protected is, well, number one, it's your nest egg. Yeah. It's your retirement plan. Hopefully. And if you've been working with us at Peoria, it's not your only retirement plan. Yeah. But it needs to be protected. Your superannuation needs to be protected. And it's in the industry, we call this type of lending a non-regulated loan type. But it's a misnomer because it is regulated. It's just a different type of regulation. It falls under what we call the SIS Act. And the SIS Act basically helps protect your superannuation. And what it also tells you from a lending perspective is whatever you're doing in your super, you don't want to put all your investment in one basket. So there's going to be some liquidity requirements, which just means that whatever you're doing, you need to make sure that not all the amount is in one type of investment transaction. So to also kind of further this idea of protecting your superannuation, it also means that whatever your superannuation is doing, it cannot be on the line. So what we try to do to protect your superannuation is we create what we call a bear trust. And yes, I know it's cute, the little tiny bear on the screen, but it is what it is. It's like it's a protective thing for you. And you might have heard it from different names, so like a custodial trust, but it is a structure that separates your superannuation from the actual purchasing. So what ends up happening is that your bear trust that you structure basically owns that property. And what that does is it keeps your superannuation safe. And that's the goal here, guys. We want to make sure that whatever we're doing, that it is safe. Now, what I want you to think about is when you're doing your next purchase, has your broker checked? Have they checked all different avenues? And with superannuations, there are some things that we need to make sure we keep in place. And one of the things that we need to keep in place is that liquidity component. And what we usually look at, and the first thing I look at anytime a client comes to me and asks me, hey, Brad, what can I do to purchase the next property? We're going to take a look at your assets, your liabilities. We're going to take a look at your superannuation balance. And that balance is key for us to work with you guys when it comes to lending in the self-managed super fund space. And that in terms is around that 200K amount. We try to work with clients that have a balance in their superannuation of around 200,000. Now, I know I've kind of dived into a little bit, and what I want to do is just take a little momentary pause and ask anybody, do you guys have any questions? And if you do, I just want you to pop them into the chat while I rabbit on and talk about more about self-managed superfund lending. So if you've got questions, pop them in the chat. It is super important, and it's also really helpful because I want to make sure that whatever I'm telling you guys, it's helping you. It's making sense. You know what I mean? I've got a few people that have come on. Good morning, Luke. Good morning, Chris. Thank you for joining us. But is your broker looking at all these different things? Have you been told no in the past? Is that something that might be worthwhile for you? Yeah. Think about it. If you've got money that's just sitting there, it's what we call in PRE, in the PRE landscape, is lazy money. It's just sitting there. And maybe you've already done the route of an SMSF, right? You've done a purchase in your superannuation. And the other thing I find with this type of lending is people tend to set and forget. And that's probably the worst thing you can do, because as interest rates rise, guess what's been going on in the background with these lending? Yep. Superannuation lending landscape has also increased its interest rates. And it's super important that we're checking this, right? We don't want to just set and forget. It's not a set and forget. And we do have some special offers here with Positive Money where we can do a quick refi with a superannuation. So it's something to think about. I can see we don't have too many people chatting in the chat group, so that's all right. No stress. Superannuation is something that is a possibility if you've been told no before. And it's not just for residential purchases. You got to also think there's other options for even self-employed individuals. I'm not sure if you're a business owner who's ever listening, and maybe you're currently renting your place of business. Well, why? If you're paying yourself rent or paying rent to someone else, well, did you know you can also purchase that commercial premise in your superannuation? That's also an option. Why not leverage that? It's super interesting that people aren't aware of these kind of things. And it's actually an opportunity. If you're already having to pay rent, why not pay it to yourself as a business owner? It's interesting. I can see we've got one question from Chris, and I might just show it because it's an interesting question. Chris has said, if I set up an offset and have 200K in it, can I use that as a deposit for a second property? Are we talking about a superannuation? Because you can have offsets in your SMSF for a lending landscape. Chris, it might be something that we talk offline with a little bit. So if you see on the scrolling screen on the bottom, you see finance at Positive Money. Love to dive into that with you and really unpack what that situation looks like for you. Yeah. Because, I mean, in short, I mean, yes, you can. What we do is we change and adjust. If it is for superannuation lending, we would create another bear trust and utilize that to help purchase. Because at the end of the day, it's about liquidity. Because what we use is the required contributions that most people are contributing, right? Usually get that 11% marker these days that your employer has to contribute to a superannuation. If you're self-employed, you know that you may not need to. But probably might want to take a look as an option for you. I think what we've got here as concessional contributions at the moment is about 27.5 per annum. And now it's adjusting, I think, from the 1st of July to about 30,000 in concessional contributions for superannuation. So that might help a lot of people when it comes to servicing through it. Because what we're doing is we're taking out the aspect of having to utilize your individual liabilities, and we're moving over into your superannuation. We're just focusing on financing that next purchase through your super. Yeah. I could talk about this all day. I dive in with my team members as they join a Positive Real Estate and the Positive Money team, because a lot of times this information isn't second nature to a broker. A lot of times brokers are not looking at this opportunity, because it is an opportunity. Is an opportunity to get you to that next purchase. Luke's put in another question. Let me just read it here a second. Luke, we purchased a commercial property in SMSF and did a JV joint venture investment through PRE and are doubling our return from what we were getting in our industry fund. It does cost and take a lot more time. Yeah, I mean, we've got to be smart about what we're setting up. What are the returns for your standard industry fund? And what does it look like when you're purchasing through your SMSF? Because you got to think about property in Australia has had strong growth. And what we're doing with your superannuation fund is we're going ahead and putting that and using that money to its best opportunity. It may not be suitable for everybody, right? As a mortgage broker, we do not offer advice. We just give you guys different types of avenues to explore. And what's cool about the PRE ecosystem is we've got people that can help you out with that. We've got financial planners, accountants, advisors, strategists that can actually work with you to figure out, is this the best opportunity or option for you? Yeah. Yeah, I can wrap it on about this, guys. I know we're running close on time. I always go over and I apologize. I just get really passionate about talking about this type of stuff. So look, I did create that slide in a video, and I might put that into our Facebook mentoring group. So if you're not on there already, check it out. I'll put it in there just to kind of give you a little bit of an idea of what is superannuation SMSF lending, what that kind of looks like, what's that structure. But that's it, guys. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. And if you haven't already, subscribe to us. If you want to book in a meeting, I'll have the team put up the QR code right now. So you can actually meet with me. We can kind of discuss your situation, or pop in an email to finance@positivemoney.com. And if you've enjoyed today, like, subscribe. Looking forward to seeing you guys next week. Have a good one, guys.